welcome to After Dark with Robin Andrew on the America Outlaw platform. I'm glad that you could join me tonight. Tonight, I don't have a co-host joining me, so it's just me and you. And I am going to talk about current events. The past couple of nights we had on co-hosting with me was Heather Robinson of the New York Post. And we were talking about the Democrats and when the Democrats were going to, or the true Democrats, when were they going to wake up and speak out against the more radical arm of the party? And I say this considering everything that's happening now in society. Yeah, I'm looking at the topic. The first one was, have more traditional Dems had it with the party's radical arm? And then we covered bringing back shame could tame radical Democrats. And if you listened to us last night, you heard Heather and I going backwards and forward as to what each one of us meant by shame. And I think that in society today, we don't have enough of that going taking place, people being shamed of their actions. And that's the reason why they're acting out. So we talked about that. And so tonight, like I said, I don't have a particular topic that I want to cover, but I'm looking at some of the news articles or things that are taking place in the news. And one of the things that I want to talk about or just call to your attention is this whole Jack Smith. He is calling out a judge and saying that she's interpreting the law the wrong way. I'm trying to see if I can find that article. Let's see, federal judge accused of judicial misconduct. Yep, I'm going to talk about that. But let's see here. Yes, here it is. It's in the New York Post. Special counsel Jack Smith accuses Trump classified DOCS case judge of fundamentally flawed juror request. And he's talking about the U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon in Florida. She recently said that, let's see here, Cannon's request asks for both Smith's office and Trump's attorneys to either assume in the jury instructions that the former president could declassify any of the files or accept that the jurors must determine which documents were presidential and which were personal. Jack Smith doesn't want to have any of that. He doesn't want the judge to say, okay, we're going to give these documents to the jurors and then let them decide which ones were should be considered classified and which ones should be considered personal for Trump. He doesn't want that because if they get those documents, Trump's attorneys could very easily say, why were they even going to be classified? There's nothing top secret here. So what could Trump have possibly shared with the enemy? And then the other way is that for them to consider that Trump has the authority as the president to declassify anything. Jack Smith doesn't want that because Jack Smith wants to be able to say that Trump had these documents and he shouldn't have had the documents. Trump had classified documents that could have threatened the nation because he was going to give them to someone. It doesn't make any sense because that wasn't going to happen. If anything, we should be fearful of the man who's sitting in the White House right now, whose finger it could be on the red button and he could cause a world war. But the left, they don't care about that. They're too busy trying to demonize Trump. And now that I think about it, maybe that's what I should talk about tonight. How the left, they're still trying to demonize Trump. They still have the public thinking that Trump is the boogeyman. You go on social media and that's all you see and hear. Trump is crazy. Trump should be in jail. Why isn't Trump in jail? Letitia James should take all of his properties. And if you want to ask these people, what makes Trump a boogeyman? Why is Trump so bad for America compared to Joe Biden? They wouldn't be able to tell you without calling you a name, without saying bad words to you, cursing you out. Wouldn't be able to point out anything. Now, some would probably say, well, remember what he did, the Jan 6, the insurrection. The insurrection, he had them attacking our nation's capital. Now, let's just remember before Jan 6, during the summer of love, as one governor called it, after George Floyd's death, you had protesters trying to storm the White House, trying to literally get at the White House and go after Trump. And then you had TV commentators saying, oh, it's funny because they had to remove Trump from the White House and take him downstairs to the bunkers. They thought it was funny that you had protesters trying to get to the White House at Trump. Now, can you imagine had they managed to breach the peripheral areas of the White House, the bodies that would have been found on the White House lawn the next day? Talk about someone promoting violence. It's the left, because they were egging this on, wanting the protesters to go after Trump in the White House, Trump and his family. And someone leaked that they moved Trump to the bunkers. I don't know if that happened or not, but if it did happen, it was the right call because this is a president. He was the president. But the media was too busy trying to spin a tale or a narrative that Trump is a bad guy and that this must happen to him. So fast forward again, I ask, if you were to ask someone on the left what makes Trump a bad person, they would probably say, well, Jan 6. And if not Jan 6, they would probably say, well, remember when he said that when the Ku Klux Klan was marching in one of the Carolinas, he said that there were good people on both sides. And they took that to mean that he was saying that the Klansmen were good people. And they got a lot of mileage out of that. And we know that didn't happen. Because Trump clarified, he didn't even have to clarify. When you play the full tape, you'll understand what he was saying. But see, they threw that out there again to demonize Trump and to demonize him to black people. Because they're so afraid that one of these days, black people are going to wake up and see the Democrats for who they are. They don't care about black people. They only want their votes to keep them in power. They don't care about Jews. They only want their votes to keep them in power. Who are they concerned with? Who do they care about? The fringe groups of the party, the radical Muslims of the party, the Islamists of the party, the radical blacks of the party. Those are the people that they're concerned with. The illegals that are coming here, that they want to try to make Americans. And as a black man, I take offense to that. And black people should take offense to it. Since the left always want to remind you how you came to this country, you were enslaved. And now that you have the freedom, you're going to let some group come in and take your place. They're going to dump them in your neighborhoods, bringing down the property value, bringing down not only the property value, but the wages. But they don't want you to see that. They want you to see that Trump is a bad guy because he said that Mexico is not letting their finest here. They're letting the rapist and other bad people. And we see that to be true. Lake and Riley. We read a story the other day of illegals that were here set up shop, squatters in someone's house, and had a huge gun cachet. You don't hear a lot about that. And these are guns, illegals with guns. And just speaking of guns, you had some zany judge in, I think, Chicago saying that illegals had the right to have a gun. And of course, she's a Democrat, but she wants to take your guns from you. But Trump is still a bad person because he wants to make America great again. So now that I think about it, although I didn't have a particular topic for tonight, as I said, maybe that should be the topic. Why are they constantly trying to demonize Trump? What are they afraid of? And when you ask them, why is he the devil? Why is he bad? They can't tell you. They can't give you anything specific. They will regurgitate or parrot what the left-wing media has been parroting, that he's a bad person. And they want you to think that because they say it day in and day out. So you have people, as I mentioned, on social media, that's all they say. Trump is bad. And he's this, he's that. And these are the same people who said that Trump was broke. But then all at once, when he said, well, I can't come up with the bond, oh, he has money. He just doesn't want to use his money. But I thought you said he was broke. These are the same people when Trump found it difficult to find a bond, they celebrated. But then once he found someone to give him a bond, it's like, oh, that's not fair. But I thought you said he didn't have money because you have to put up collateral for the bond. And I don't know if the average person is listening to this or watching this, how the media is playing you like fools. Maybe that should be the topic. The media plays the public for fools. They're saying that you're fools because they keep stumbling over themselves with their lies. They keep contradicting themselves, and no one is calling them out. How can it be that someone would could possibly think that Joe Biden, this mentally challenged old man, cognitively challenged man, should be given another 4 years in the White House after everything that he's done? And when you look at it, he has been trying to get to the White House since 1988 when he ran. He suspended his campaign for plagiarism. I think he ran again in 1998, and then he ran again in 2012. And then he just so happened to run in 2020. They stole the election for him, and now he's in the White House. What has he done that you could point to that's significant? Nothing but destroy the country. Destroyed our borders, trying to secure the borders of Ukraine, but just destroying our borders, letting everyone in. That's a huge crisis. We've been invaded. But the media won't tell you that, the watchdog, they won't tell you that. They'll make you think that it's okay. Black people should be mad because, as I mentioned, this is going to impact you. One of the ways it's going to impact you is that they told you they're going to give you reparations and they gave all your reparation money to the illegals. Think about this. The money that Black people have been sitting around saying that they need, that they should be given, and the liberal bougie whites have been saying, we're going to give it to you, but we've got to study it first. We've got to have a 5-year moratorium to look at it. Yeah, but you didn't do that for the illegals. You just wrote the check and gave it to them, and you're still giving them checks. But Black people who claim we sweated our blood, sweat, and tears in this earth, and we deserve it, 40 acres and a mule, and you're not getting it. And the only time they will give you reparations is if one of you get killed by a police officer, and then they'll like go and sue the city, and they'll pay out these large sums of money, which is what happened to George Floyd. I still can't get over his family, $147 million. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. If I were the judge here in that case, I would have said, I'm sorry. What happened is unfortunate, but $147 million? Absolutely not. Maybe we'll give you 10,000 if that, but $147 million, and then they have these scholarships in this man's name. Look at, they're telling Black people, this is your hero. Martin Luther King, as Joe Biden said, George Floyd, what he's doing, what happened to him surpasses Martin Luther King. And no one said anything about it. They just looked the other way. The media is playing people for fools, especially Black people. And they won't call them out. Look at Al Sharpton, a charlatan of racism. He said once about Whitney Houston that everyone should protest Whitney Houston, the late, great Whitney Houston, whom I love. Her voice was phenomenal. He said they should protest her because she's not black enough. Some years later, Al Sharpton is on PMSNBC as a commentator. This is the same man who ran that whole thing with Tawana Brawley, that fraud with Tawana Brawley. The police officers raped her and they put her in a trash bin and they smeared excrement on her. He never made good on that. But now, lo and behold, some years later, some 30 or 20 years later, he's now this chief commentator, cornerstone of PMSNBC. But Trump is a bad person, they tell us. A man who wants to make America great again. a man who wants to make certain that our enemies fear us, they respect us. But he's a bad person, a man who created so many jobs here in America, a man who, if you look back 30 years ago, said to Oprah Winfrey, the charlatan that she is, and the late Barbara Walters, warned us about this day, warned us about what China was doing, warned us that if we don't get our country under control, we would lose it. He said it some 30 years ago, saying the same thing now, but yet still the media wants you to think that he's a bad man. And if you go on Google and try to Google any of this that I'm saying, you would be hard pressed to find it. Why? Well, because Google is censoring it. They don't want you to get this information. They don't want you to know about the truth. The same Google who had an AI set up that if you were to Google George Washington, he would be a black man. Black people should take offense to that, but they don't. They won't. They'll look at it and laugh, think nothing of it. Is this supposed to help black people, what Google is doing? I guess so. It's an affront because you're saying that we're not good enough to stand on our own two feet. And no one says anything about it. So they claim that they're all for diversity and equity, therefore helping black people. But at the same time, they're making it seem as though we can't help ourselves, that because we're so stupid and dumb, they have to lower everything. We want to reduce it. We just want to let you slide by. I think if I read somewhere that in Seattle, they decided to disband the Gifted and Talented program because there were too many whites and Asians. But what happened to the blacks? How many blacks are in Seattle, first of all? And I'm sure some of them are smart. And if they're not, blame the public school system because they're the ones who are educating our children. But no one wants to say anything about it. Why is that? But we want to demonize everyone else. We want to demonize everyone else for what they're doing. We want to demonize them as opposed to facing the truth as to what's happening. But Trump is a bad person. He's bad. He's bad for us. He's a racist. When you have the biggest racist sitting in the White House and a lot of his minions, his followers. You're listening to After Dark with Robert Andrew on the American Outlaw platform. I'll be back after this commercial break.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
And we're back after Dr. Robin Andrew. And as I mentioned at the top half of the show, I am flying solo. And while I didn't have a particular topic to talk about, I decided to talk about how the media is constantly, the media and the left, constantly trying to demonize Trump and beatify or make Biden look like some saint, which we know that he isn't. And as I said, if you were to ask someone, how is it that Trump is such a bad person, they would bring up Jan 6. They would bring up the conversation, the press conference that he had, whereby he said, when the Klan folks were marching in North Carolina, that there were good people on both sides, and he didn't say that. So they really don't have a case, but the media has been successful, unfortunately, in making Trump be the bad person. And I also mentioned that you would be hard-pressed to find anything positive about Trump if you were to do a search online, a Google search or Yahoo search. It would be difficult to find it, because Google has suppressed this information. Google, just like all these, just like the media, I think needs to be, I don't want to say censored, but someone needs to look at the business practice, the business model. Google is too big and it's a monopoly, and they censor a lot of the information that we're consuming. China wants that. China allows that. They tell Google, okay, if you come here, nothing negative. We don't want folks to find anything negative about China. And Google has changed its algorithm to honor that request. But here in the United States, it's a completely different story. They've changed the algorithm to benefit Democrats. So it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense what they're doing. Well, to the average person, it doesn't. But when you look a little deeper, it does, because they're trying to control the narrative, they being the left. The upper echelons at Google are part of the left. They all vote Democrat. I think the guy at the top of Google is from India, or he's of Indian descent. So, of course, he's going to vote Democrat. And in doing so, he's going to do whatever they want him to do. And one of the things that they want him to do is to censor what we're researching, censoring what we're consuming. Now, they haven't come out explicitly and said to do that, not that I know of. But a lot of the folks that work at Google are from the Democrat White House. You can go and look at the employees there. A lot of them are from Bill Clinton's regime, Barack Obama. So they control what we consume. And if they're not from the White House, they probably have a spouse or relative who worked in the White House. So they're going to give them direction as to what to do and what not to do, which was the same thing with Twitter before Elon Musk took over. So you have these individuals who are controlling what we see and hear and what we're looking up. And right now, the focus is on Trump, making certain that there's nothing positive about Trump that's out there. Everything has to be negative, because we don't like him. We think that he's a threat to democracy, whereas the threat to democracy is companies like Google taking away democracy, taking away free speech, taking away our thought process, wanting us to only think what they want us to think and see what they want us to see. And for the Democrats, this is just fine and dandy. They're okay with it because they're in control. But it's extremely dangerous. And I don't know why we don't have more people speaking out about this, calling it out, saying that this is not fair, this is dangerous. And as I said last night, Heather and I, when we were talking, that of all people, you would think that the Democrats would call this out. But see, it's changed. That party has changed. And I think the change started taking place with Bill Clinton. And I might have mentioned this on one of the shows, Bill Clinton and the ponytail. Remember, they came out with the ponytails. All the men were wearing ponytails. And the whole, ushered in the whole dress down. Now, I'm okay with the dress down, but I think sometimes it's a bit too much. But Bill Clinton ushered in this new edgy Democrat, this hip Democrat. And they've been, you know, forming for quite some time. And then in came Barack Obama, and it was just full-blown, edgy Democrats. We're cool. We're all about making money. We're into social media, and we're the elite. We know more than you. You guys are all dumb. And then the party of Republicans became the party of the working family. Thanks to Donald Trump, a billionaire, I might add, who ushered that in. Now, you would think it would have been ushered in under Bill Clinton or Barack Obama, because they, of all people, you would think are, you know, from the working class. But no, it was a billionaire who ushered that in and gave them a voice, gave people a voice. It's so interesting when you really think, stop and think about it. But yet still, Donald Trump is a bad guy. A billionaire who's trying to help other people. He's the bad guy. Joe Biden is a good guy. Joe Biden, the liar. Joe Biden, who has sold the country out, is the good guy. How can that be? Wow. It's just, when you stop and you think about it, it's unbelievable how the media has taken and misconstrued and controlled what we think, along with big tech, social media. They control it. And people don't see it. So they're able to make Trump the villain. They're able to make him the bad guy. They're able to say that he hasn't done anything and that he's going to destroy the country. When in essence, the country's being destroyed right now by the man sitting in the White House, destroying our families, tearing apart what makes us Americans. They don't like the Family Institute. That's where we are. That's who they are. And this is America. These institutions, these that are supposed to be celebrating democracy, they don't. They're destroying it. They're taking it down. And Americans seem to be clueless about it. They're not speaking out. And then the one person who wants to save it, they've labeled him the bad guy. That he's a bad guy. He's no good. Simply because he wants to make America great again. And Joe Biden wants to make America bad again, wants to just destroy it. And that's the reason why we have to forever be so careful as to what's happening. Be watchful. Careful of what we're intaking. Careful as to how they're trying to make things normal or commonplace. Like this whole thing with transgenders, they want to make it normal. They have people putting he, she, her, their, and all this on their pronouns. Being identified by a pronoun. For years, we've already had the English language, and now they want to change it and tell us, oh, no, it's not it. It's something completely different. And then if we don't acquiesce, they want to attack us and throw us in jail. Because we have liberal judges who are okay with it. We have doctors who've just forgotten about the Hippocratic Oath to do first, do no harm, to do harm, to confuse kids, to make kids think that, oh, I'm a this, I'm a that. And then the one person who wants to stop it and say, no, this is not who we are. He happens to be a billionaire, and he's willing to put it all on the line, to put all of this on the line to save our democracy. First, you had Elon Musk who did it, who said, I'm going to save democracy. I'm going to take back Twitter. I'm going to change it to X. Now, there are some people that are still barred from Twitter. I don't understand why, just like myself, barred from Twitter. But he wanted to save it. Now, he can't go around and buy up all these companies and say, okay, I'm going to restore the right justice. I'm going to make certain things are done right. I mean, it takes all of us together to do it. But then you have the media with this powerful, what they have, the control that they have, the power that they have, the disruptive power to ruin it all for us. And no one seems to say, no one seems to care. Nothing is said. But then the one person who wants to put a stop to it, the one person who wants to help us, they want to destroy. That one person who could make a difference They want to label him as being the bad guy. Label him as out to destroy democracy, and he's going to cause all this harm, hardship on us. And we know that's not the case. As I opened up the show saying, talking about Jack Smith attacking a federal judge, saying that she's reading the law wrong. We don't like the way she's going to try to handle this trial. But the moment Trump says something about it, about a judge, well, we're going to put a gag order on him. But the media can attack him. They can say whatever they want to say. They can print whatever they want to print. But we're going to silence him. We're going to take away his free speech. The same way Letitia James tried to steal his properties. And the media was just quiet about it. Judges were quiet about it. Lawyers. You would think that lawyers would have filed petitions of the court, amicable brief, saying that this is not right, and this is a reason why it's not right. And then they would have cited law, a precedent, but they didn't do it. Everyone kept quiet. And this is what happened when you keep quiet, when you know that something is wrong. You keep quiet. It's very destructive. Look at what happened in Nazi Germany. People kept quiet. They looked the other way. Had people kept quiet during slavery, do you think the slave would have been let free? No, there were a few good men and women who said, this is wrong, and we're going to speak out against it. They risked it all. And some of them did. They did risk it all, even during the civil rights. A lot of people put their lives on the line. They refused to remain quiet. They spoke up. And I keep hoping somewhere along the lines, somewhere, some judge, a lawyer, will have the guts to stand up and say, this is wrong. What we're doing to Joe Biden's opponent is wrong. What we're doing to Donald Trump is wrong. What we're doing in society to our kids is wrong. Telling them that they're trans, telling them that they could change their gender. And this just started happening under Joe Biden. Teachers that are in school that are of the LGBTQ, ABCD community trying to flip our kids to think something different. These people should not be in schools. They can be anywhere else, but not in schools. Not poisoning young minds. And that's the reason why they fight against school choice. Because they want to make sure that your kid can't go to another school. Meanwhile, the schools that your kids are going to, the public schools, they're indoctrinating grounds. Where are the people to stand up and call this out and say, stop? There are some that are saying it, but they're being attacked. Joe Biden's Department of Justice would come on you and shut you down. But the one man who says, I want to stop this, because I want to bring America back to make it great again. They're trying to lock up. They want to throw him in jail. And you mean to tell me there's no judge out there that's not looking at this and saying this is wrong? No, Trump has his faults, of course. But that doesn't mean that this political persecution, he should be going through it. Who's going to stand up and say this is wrong? We just need a few good men and women. In our legal system, legal community, but they're so afraid. We can't, because if we do, they'll stop my livelihood. You have groups that have formed that are watching people. Anyone who tries to provide Trump with assistance, they'll come after them. We're going to have them disbarred. And of course, they'll get disbarred because these wacky organizations are ran or controlled by wacky individuals. And again, the media isn't helping. And as I've said before in the show, I will continue to say the media in its current form needs to be disbanded. We need to get rid of them because they're not the true media. They're propaganda arms of a political party, and that political party happens to be the Democrats. And we cannot stand for this. No, it's not a free press. How can it be a free press when they're compromised, when they're lying? Flat out lying about a lot of the stuff on the news. Whenever Trump speaks, oh, he's lying. Oh, we can't cover this. And once they see it, it's out there, people will believe it. Because if they go to social media or go to Google and try to research it to see if what the media is saying is wrong, they can't find it because Google is controlling it. Who's going to stand up and call this out? Maybe that should be the topic. I should change the topic. Who's going to stand up against the media? The mighty arm of the media. The media versus the media. The media versus the people versus the media. Who's going to call them out and say that is wrong? Where is justice? We know that our Department of Justice under Merrick Garland has been weaponized against American citizens. And the media won't call it out because they're okay with it. They think that it's funny. They want to silence anyone who doesn't agree with them. They want to silence your voices. They want to take away your voice. Why? They can't handle the truth? We need to know. At some point in time, people, we have to be able to stand up together collectively and say, this must stop. But who's going to do it? Who's going to do it and not be afraid of doing it? It has to be done. Because if it's not, we are losing this country. We are losing this country to a bunch of radicals who will destroy the country. We don't have to worry about being destroyed from the outside. We'll be destroyed from within. Be it China sending over emissaries, hiding wolves in sheepskin, hiding amongst us, waiting to stand up and rise up against the government. The media won't say anything. They'll say, oh, don't believe that. Don't believe what you see. They're good. Remember Joe said, oh, China is not going to take our lunch. China's harmless. But then at the border, we see Chinese coming in. I mean, earlier on, when Trump left office, it was all about Mexico. Oh, the Mexicans are coming in. The liberal media, oh, they don't want the Mexicans to come because they don't like illegals. And they don't, no, not illegals. They don't like brown people. But it's more than brown people now coming in through the border. It's every country in the world coming in through the border. And the Democrats are hoping to give them a voice to vote. It's time to wake up, America. And the one man who hopefully can change it all, they want to throw him in jail. Well, folks, we're up against another commercial break. Come back as I finish the last segment. Thank you.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutloud.news will equip you with all the information you need to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created Joint Health and Mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
You wouldn't go a day without brushing your teeth or washing your hands. What about washing your nose? I mean, your nose does filter the air you breathe, air loaded with bacteria, viruses, and irritants. Make nasal hygiene part of your routine with Clear. No messy bottles to fill, no drowning sensation. Clear is a natural drug-free saline with the added benefit of xylitol, which blocks bacterial and viral adhesion. Available in stores and online at clear.com. That is XLEAR.com.
the last half of the show, and I'm going to continue having our discussion about the one man who could possibly save this country and the media that can destroy it all. And that's the reason why they keep lying about that one man. The person happens to be Donald J. Trump. You look at where the country was when Trump was in office, 2016 to 2020. The country was prosperous. Black unemployment was down. Stock market was up. We always talk about the black unemployment because we know that of all the people, the most marginalized people have been black people thanks to the Democrats. But the unemployment was down. We were respected on the global stage by our adversaries. We were a friend to Israel. Crime was down, although in some Democrat cities, it was starting to tick up thanks to their crazy policies. But people felt as if though, yeah, I can make it. But the moment COVID hit, Democrats started pushing their crazy policies. And it's because of the Democrats that people don't want to go back to work. They will never admit it. They will never admit that it was a mistake, that they wanted to keep us all shut in. They thought this was the best thing. They kept us shut in while they were messing up stuff, screwing it all up, messing with the school systems, messing with basically everything and telling us, oh, we're going to stay in forever and we can change the votes. We can get everybody to vote. We can get illegal votes. They did all of that while we were shut down. Fast forward. Trying to get these people back to work has been hell and high water. People don't want to go back to work. And those who do, they don't want to go into the office. They want to stay at home. This was the Democrats doing. Because it made everyone believe, well, we're not going to go back the way we were. Things are going to forever change. And people felt, hey, I'll be forever working at home. Fast forward, trying to get them back into the office, and it has been difficult. And the only thing the Democrats need to do is just to admit, we messed up. We screwed up. We should have never said, shut it down and keep it shut down. We destroyed lives, we destroyed companies. But we did all this just to get Joe into office. And look at what he's done since he's been in office, a complete disaster. Remember the crises, supply chain crises that we had with baby formulas? Grocery store shelves weren't stocked, and some of them still aren't. But the media wants us to think that, oh, there's no big deal here. Everything is okay. High inflation, oh, it's okay. Joe is doing a great job. He's better than that Trump, because Trump is a racist. And anyone who supports him is a racist. Now look at how they're attacking MAGA. This MAGA brand, MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. Truth be told, they're just jealous that they didn't come up with a catchy phrase like MAGA, Make America Great Again. They're mad. They are steaming mad. And because of it, they want to say that MAGA is bad. Every time they roll Joe Biden out, and he's all confused, and he looks decrepit. It looks like he looks like one of those, I don't know if you look at these books, the encyclopedias, but yeah, telling my age. But if you were to look at pictures of the old Egyptians' mummies that have been unwrapped, and you were to see, if you were to look at some of the remains, just what Joe Biden looks like. He's all decrepit. But the media is telling us he's smart. Joe Scarborough of PMSNBC and Mika Brzezinska, oh, he's smart. Oh, he's such a smart man. The guy's just as dumb as they come. He's never been known to be smart. And now he's mentally challenged. And where is it with those tests? Why won't people demand that Joe take a cognitive test? Remember when Trump was in office and how the media just insisted he needs to take a test? We need to know if he's crazy. We need to find out his cognitive ability. We need this. We need to, we need. Fast forward to Joe Biden, not a word is mentioned. He doesn't need to take a test. He's smart. When we see on a daily basis when this man comes out, he's challenged. They were always attacking Trump, saying that he's alone at the White House. He's walking the floors angry. He's mad. It was all lies. And why, pray tell, did the right-wing media not come out and say this is a lie? Because if it's true, who's putting it out there? Why wouldn't they come out and just call it out? Now, here on After Dark with Robin Andrew, we called it out because we knew it was a lie. It made no sense. But they kept that story going just to make Trump look bad. But with Joe Biden, oh, he's in the White House. He's staying up late at night. He's exercising. He has these 20-pound barbells, and he's using them, and he's just going all over the place, and we can't keep up with them. And the media reports on it. But we see the man stumbling and fumbling going up Air Force One. We see that he no longer wears dress shoes. He's wearing Hokas, sneakers. This is, I mean, it's like, are people watching this? Do they see what's happening? How the media is lying to us? And lying to us on a daily basis. Everything that they're saying, we cannot trust. Just like the whole thing with Russia collusion. It was a lie. It was made up. And no one has been held accountable. I said from day one, when Attorney General Barr appointed John Durham to do the investigation, to do a deep dive on the Russia collusion, I knew then John was taking too long. I said, if he takes too long, people are going to forget about it, and it's going to lose its effectiveness. And it did. And what did John do? John took the case to D.C. to try it. And what happened? They let go the chief architect of the lies. I think his name was Sussman or something. Let him go. So there he is out amongst us, knowing that he lied, knowing fully well that he lied, but a jury let him go because it was a juror in D.C. And I have said this before as well. The seat of our government needs to leave D.C. It's one of the things that Trump should consider. If he doesn't move the White House, he should remove the FBI and the Department of Justice to Texas, South Dakota, Iowa, but any place but D.C. Because what's happening now is that our government is becoming a cesspool of liars. When one administration leaves, you have another administration coming in, but they still have the same players. And they're, for the most part, all Democrat. I'm surprised Republicans haven't made a stink about this. We need to get D.C. We need to get the seat of our government out of D.C. If we are to survive, if we are to remain a republic, a democracy, we have to move certain functions of our government out of D.C. It cannot rest there. The same way I said we've got to get rid of the media. Because if we don't, I mean, we're looking at a democracy that will end. You look at Rome. The barbarians took over. We are being taken over by barbarians also. Barbarians at our gate, known as a progressive arm of the Democrat Party and known as rhinos. One man that could save it all. And they want to arrest him. They want to throw him in jail. Because they don't like what he's doing. They don't like what he's about. They don't like the fact that he could save democracy. Because the media wants to keep saying, oh, democracy dies in the dark. Well, it's dying with you knuckleheads. It's dying because you guys won't report the truth. It's dying because you won't hold people accountable. And that's the reason why the Constitution said a free press, hoping that the free press would keep politicians on the straight and narrow. But this free press that we have now is doing anything but that. A free press would have called Joe Biden out and said that you too had classified documents, Mr. President or Mr. Resident. So why are you going after your opponent? A free press would say, Mr. Joe Biden, you talk about white privilege. Your son has been given white privilege because if he were a black man like Jesse Jackson Jr., he would be in jail. Mr. President, you talk about family values, but you don't want to admit that you have a another granddaughter, Hunter Biden's daughter. Mr. President, you talk about that you want to save democracy and you want to do all these other great things, but you're allowing your Department of Justice to take down your opponent. And you could very easily stop this. But you won't. You talk about democracy, and then on the most sacred day in the Christian religion, you want to start celebrating a group that really does not exist. But then, too, they're mentally like him. There's a mental issue in their head, just like his head, cognitively challenged. So what is this? Joe doesn't respect America. He doesn't respect anything about America. He doesn't respect the family. He doesn't respect religion. And then he wants to say that, oh, I'm a Catholic. You're not a practicing Catholic. They should kick you out the church. But this is what the media is trying to prop up and say that he's the best thing. That he's going to save democracy. That he's smart. But we see him on a daily basis making mistakes. And they'll say, oh, he has a stutter problem. No, he does not. People with speech impediment problems should be angry. They should call this out and say, how dare you? This man is struggling cognitively. He doesn't have a speech impediment problem. But then they'll say to Donald Trump, there's something wrong with him. If Donald Trump misspeaks, if Donald Trump gets a name wrong, oh, look at that. See that? See that? He's the one who has problems. So why would you call focus on his and not Joe's? So in a way, they're admitting that Joe has a problem, but they're trying to cover up by saying, oh, no, he doesn't. It's actually the other person. And maybe people do see this. Maybe they're like, this makes no sense. But the media is trying to cover it up. Just the same way the people in Chicago, the blacks in Chicago, are saying that they're fed up with the illegals being dumped in their communities, and the media won't give them any airtime. But as we said in the show on Tuesday, will these people, and I'm assuming that they're Democrats, will they be so fed up with these progressive Democrats that they'll vote for Trump in order to save the country? And they're not necessarily voting for Trump. They're voting for his policies. And his policies will save America. His policies will shut the border. His policies will get rid of all of those illegals that are here and say, you will never become American citizens because you came here illegally. His policies will hopefully say, you can't get birthright citizenship. We're going to change that. We're going to put into the country that your family is from. Because this whole thing with birthright citizenship is wrong. And again, black people should be out protesting. And notice that I'm not saying African Americans. Because the only African-American right now who I would say that's on a prominent stage is Elon Musk, because he was born in Africa, and Barack Obama, because although he was born here, his dad was a true African, came here to study. Those are the African-Americans, not black people who've been here for centuries, whose ancestors have been here a lot longer than Donald Trump and Joe Biden and a lot of other white people. But you see, these bougie blacks and bougie whites have black people thinking, oh, no, you're African-American, getting you to disclaim or disinherit or refuse your citizenship. Well, no, not citizenship, your birthright. That's what I'm looking for, your birthright. By saying I'm an African-American. No, you're not. You're an American. But you got these liberals got you thinking otherwise. My ancestors built this country. Okay, your ancestors built the country. I agree with that. But then the descendants are going to burn the country down. Protesting, angry. No one sees the contradiction there? No, they don't. And you know why? Because the left won't let them see it. The left is too busy trying to demonize everything that's good about this country. Now that they've used it up, now they want to turn it over to black people and say, okay, now you can take it and manage it. We've torn it up. Now you can manage it. Look at Eric Adams, the pathetic job that he's doing. And he's not the only mayor. There are so many other black mayors that have done absolutely nothing since they've been in office, have not tried to clean up the cities that they're over. Just status quo. It's just destroyed. then they want to blame the Democrat, blame the Republicans. Republicans didn't create the problem. The Democrats did by letting in illegal aliens, by not arresting criminals. Kathy Hochul here in New York, she should fire Alvin Bragg, but she won't. She should call out Letitia James. Look at the fare beaters, subway fare beaters. Look at all the criminals that are on the streets. You would think that Alvin Bragg would go after them. You would think that Letitia James would go after them, but they're too busy going after Trump because he's the bad guy. Meanwhile, the country, the cities are being destroyed. But the one man who could save it all, they want to put him in jail. They want to lock him up because they don't want him to be the president. They don't want him to stop all of this craziness. They don't want him to stop the madness. So they have to put him in jail. Take away everything that he earned, that he worked for. Steal it. They want to steal it. And then throw him in jail. That's their America. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up and be counted for. It's time to wake up, have accountability, and it's time to call out the liberal media, social media, and tell them we don't want this anymore. We have to save our country. And the one man who could save it, his policies, is Donald Trump and not Joe Biden, because Joe Biden doesn't even know if he's going or coming. It's time to call them out. Because if we don't do it, we're going to lose this country. You've been listening to After Dark with Robin Andrew on the America Out Loud platform. I hope you tune in tomorrow night as we continue the discussion. God bless, be safe, and as my dear friend Andrew would always say, stand for something or fall for nothing. Thank you.